Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are feeling better 2 weeks after first exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19. On Sunday, Hanks shared a statement on Twitter updating his fans on their health after testing positive for the virus earlier this month. He said, "Hey folks, 2 weeks after our first symptoms and we feel better. Sheltering in place works like this. You don't give it to anyone. You don't get it from anyone. Common sense, no? Going to take a while, but if we take care of each other, help where we can, and give up some comforts, this too shall pass. We can figure this out." Hanks and his wife had been on Australia's Gold Coast for pre-production of Baz Luhrmann's untitled Elvis Presley biopic, in which Hanks plays Elvis's longtime manager, Colonel Tom Parker. Naturally, filming for the movie has been halted following his diagnosis. Hanks is the only person on set believed to have tested positive for the virus, this according to a representative from the film in Australia. In fact, we're going to get into how Australia's movie industry is now shutting down, kind of like ours did here a couple of weeks ago. But first, something to look forward to amid our nationwide shutdown. China's cinemas are gradually opening back up for business across the country. As the coronavirus outbreak in China begins signs of receding, more than 500 screens of the country's 70,000 are once again showing films. As of yesterday, 507 cinemas were open, about 5% of China's total, mostly in remote and coastal regions where new cases haven't been recorded for more than a month. But again, as I said, a different tune in Australia, as the Australian federal government ordered the closure of cinemas across the country with effect from noon yesterday, and with no end date in sight. This is the definition of congratulations. You just proved that decisions matter. Remember last week when students were flocking to Florida beaches because they had their spring break trip planned for months in advance and weren't going to let the threat of coronavirus stop them from partying? I know it will come as a shock to you when I tell you that some of those students have tested positive for the virus. You know, the one they had been warned about well before stepping foot on a sandy, people-covered beach. 5 students at the University of Tampa are currently recovering after testing positive for coronavirus during their spring break trip. The university issued a statement wishing their students well, but didn't offer any more clarity as to where exactly they had gone or if they lived on campus. They said, "We sincerely wish our students and any others who may be affected a full and rapid recovery." Decisions matter, folks. And with kids stuck at home amid school shutdowns, which, by the way, in Idaho has now been extended until at least April 20th, some parents are likely struggling to find things to occupy their children's minds. Have no fear, Amazon is here. Amazon announced yesterday that they're stepping in by making some of the kids' shows on its Prime Video streaming service free during the pandemic. You just need a standard Amazon account to sign into the platform and start watching. Some examples of the free content include Amazon originals like If You Give a Mouse a Cookie and Pete the Cat, as well as select seasons of PBS shows like Arthur and Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Go get 'em, Amazon! I tried to order a rooftop antenna from Amazon yesterday. Estimated shipping date, April 21st. So, need I stress to you one more time, local, wherever you can. Support your local business during this chaotic time. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.